Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hey folks, welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 16 for the week of
January 1st, 2007. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing, Big JD?
Doing okay. Learning to live a whole new way with a bum shoulder.
Did you have any problems getting in here?
I always have problems.
Do you?
Problems pulling up my pants, problem tucking in my shirt, problems wiping my ass.
I thought I smelled something in here.
Yeah, I don't wipe anymore unless somebody else does it for me.
I like that.
Speaking of which, it's just you and me here, and I got to take a dump. I'm just kidding.
I told you about my dad, when we went downtown Detroit?
No, I don't think so. Recently?
Very recently. It was last week. And
Did you take your dad downtown Detroit?
His social insurance had, they didn't forward his checks to his new address. They were for about 6 months, and then they stopped doing it because it wasn't registered with them. Mm-hmm. So he's been without these checks, so I had to drive him down to the federal building there. It's called the McNamara building. Mm-hmm. And we pull up in front, and you can't get near a federal building anymore. They put up like concrete for miles. And so I pull up my dad into front of the place. No stopping sign right there. Cop and car in front of us. Paddy wagon in front of that. And my dad stands up and goes, I got to go pee. I really got to go pee. I'm like, okay, well, let me get your walker, and when you get in there, just ask somebody to go pee. So I walk to the back of the car, open up the trunk, get his walker. I give it to him. He's standing there with his schlong out, taking a leak downtown Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's awesome, man.
No, it wasn't awesome. In front of the Federal Building, you know there's like cameras everywhere around that.
Wow.
Building.
Oh, that's incredible.
That was embarrassing, I'll tell you. I'm like, oh, you really got to go. So I ran around, stuck my head in the trunk. I'm like, dude, and people are walking by like, you know, there's some old man next to your car. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's not my dad. Wow, that's incredible, man.
The mind goes when you're
for that kind of stuff.
Old schlongs hanging out, taking a pee downtown Detroit.
Not the old schlong thing, but just the, you know, the beauty of it all. I like that.
The beauty of it all. So what are we going to talk about this week, Jeff?
We're going to talk about bullying.
Bullying. And what kind of bullying are we going to talk about? Like the kind that you give me when the microphones are off?
Or? I give you. I'm the one that gets bullied. People don't see what goes on behind the scenes. Me sweating over the website all the time. Bullied emails.
Slaving and sweating over this hot website.
We're going to talk about bullying in the schools and bullying in the workplace. Are we not?
Yes, we are. Okay.
Part one and two this week.
Okay, let's go to part two now. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bullying. Did you see a lot of bullying when you were a kid?
Sure.
When you were in school?
Of course, yeah. There was always that kid who thought he had something to prove when he was in grade school. I know I remember it a lot more than high school. What about you? More so in grade school?
I'd say more so in grade school, yeah. I mean, I'd have to say I saw fights and stuff in high school too and things going on, but it wasn't so much the spider on the wall, the bullying type thing, you know what I mean? As much as you saw when the kids are younger, like the actual bullying.
Right. That's a good point. There are many definitions of bullying.
Yeah.
I say in grade school, the bullying was more taunting and actual physical, you know, pushing.
Yeah, and the more teasing and stuff like that of, you know, other kids.
For sure.
Whereas high school wasn't so, like, kiddie. It was more, you know, you didn't like somebody, so somebody got shoved, somebody got pushed. It was more aggressive that way, maybe.
I think there was more head games in high school, though.
Sure.
Like, you know, that they'd say one little thing, like a threat or whatever, and they try to get you all the time. I have to say, I remember seeing a lot of that in high school. And just as we're talking, like, I would never consider myself a bully, but I remember there was this one kid who just it was so pathetic the way he would react to somebody getting in his face or whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not proud of this, but I remember I joined in that one day sitting in class. I forget his name. Peckhamus was his last name. Greg Peckhamus. You probably listen to this. Not.
Everybody
and,
is.
And yeah, he got abused. It was like he would react with a way that would make the bullier more pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he was trying to get in their head or he thought he was smarter than them, but.
Or he was just plain dumb.
That was the thing. He was a really intelligent kid, but he was strange looking, bigger than everybody else. So I don't know. It's hard to say. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to strike against you right away when you look different or you're not, you know, somehow the same, or you don't wear the same clothes as other kids do or something like that, or your family's a little poor, or they get wind of anything about you that's a little bit different,
right,
in a lot of cases. And, you know, you might be too big, you might be too small. You tend to get bullied, I guess.
That was it. I remember feeling really guilty about that after that day. And I thought about it for a long time after I made myself.
So you were a bully.
For that one day, I was, yeah.
Were you ever bullied?
No, I was never bullied. I always found myself in cahoots with the bulliers.
Yeah.
With the bullies.
I'd say the same thing for me, yeah.
So they didn't bother me, but I never did any of their dirty work either. I never did any bullying. But what about you, Jeff?
I'm sure I may have taunted and bullied a little, I suppose, like a lot of kids might, but nothing, you know, I never went overboard or was really, really ignorant or bad or racist or anything towards anybody, nothing like that, bully-wise. And I was never really bullied. I don't remember one guy only in particular that was, must have been a grade ahead or two. He was a bigger guy, kind of ugly looking. And he would always, it wasn't so much being bullied as maybe I kind of liked it. I don't know. But he always kind of made me go to these girls and tell them stuff.
Oh, really?
You know, because he liked them and that, you know.
Okay.
And I was more like, oh, man. He was a brother of a guy that was a friend of mine.
Okay.
You know, so it was like kind of goofy like that. And he always wanted me to go, and I kind of hung around these girls and stuff sometimes. It was just grade school, you know what I mean? We're just kids, but go tell her that, you know, I like her. Go tell her I want to go out with her, or go, you know, goofy things like that. But never, I was never bullied, you know, teased or like beat up or anything like that.
Right. So what was the worst bullying that you saw?
The worst bullying that I saw? I can't really say that there was any really bad bullying that I saw and that I can recall through school. I saw, you know, lots of fights here and there, but it was because somebody did something or whatever. And I can't really recall anything being actually, you know, somebody pulling books out of people's hands and that kind of stuff. Like it was maybe in passing or something like that, but I never saw anybody really get teased and bullied so bad and their parents were involved. And, you know, that's like the things that you would think of when somebody's really bullied or you're watching a movie or something. So other than just, you know, little things here and there, I don't really recall any major bullying. You? Like somebody that got teased like all the time?
Jeff Bouchard.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a big kid. Really big kid. It's funny how the big kids get teased a lot. I should interview my son, Jonas, because he was taunted a lot when he was younger, in younger grades. But Jeff Bouchard, who did he get abused?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the worst. Like, you know, people just come shoving and run away and then shove and run away. And this is at recess, like every day. And his parents did get involved, like spit on him and the whole deal. It was really bad. But I never was involved with that. I you know, I never understood why anybody would want to do that to the guy, you know, because I would talk to him and he seemed simple enough.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a target for sure. So what is it in people that makes them want to bully, do you think?
I kind of believe that it's just the fact that most of them in some way seem maybe a little inferior for some reason, or that they have to actually make it known or have it seen that they're tougher or more outgoing or stronger than they really are, so that they can maybe feel good about themselves for some reason. Even when you're young, maybe they don't really fully understand it, but just the fact that they want people to like them and they want, you know, so they, you know, knock somebody's books out of their hand and, you know, his friends are going to think he's cool or he's, you know, a little tougher or he's, you know, that there's something behind him, you know, and I don't know. That's one of the things I think anyways.
It's a power thing, I think, for sure.
Even if they don't really realize it because they're young, but...
Sure. Of course they don't realize it. No.
It's almost an instinct thing.
Sure.
You know, like the older kids and the male testosterone starts flowing around and, you know, the tough guy and this and that. Well, they start at an early age, probably just instinctual.
Yes, it is instinctual, I think. And there's even within siblings, you find that once they get to a certain age, they have to set their place in the family unit itself and do some bullying, as it were. Because if you think about sibling rivalry, that's a type of bullying as well.
Sure, yeah.
Because I'll tell you, my son definitely bullies the other son.
And even in a marriage, there's bullying.
Ooh, I never even thought of that.
But I think we'll move on to mature, grown-up bullying and then onto the workplace bullying when we're finished with the kids' bullying. But as you got a little older, maybe in junior high, I went to a different school for junior high, like grade 7 and 8.
Is that what junior high is, 7 and 8?
Yeah, basically, I think that's what they refer to as junior high.
I don't know.
Because some schools, I think, where you'd go to a different school for the next couple grades, I guess. I don't know.
And you did that?
I did that, yeah.
Okay.
I went to a school that was up to grade 6 and then another school for grade 7 and 8 in high school. What else would junior high be, really? Unless you think of it as grade 9 and 10 or something. Like junior high.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... figured that the other that's I didn't I don't know what they mean really mean by junior high exactly. Have you ever heard of you going to a school for a couple grades before or
when we lived in the States? I know my older brother, he was in junior high when he moved over here,
when he moved over
from States to Canada. I know he was in junior high, and he was in
junior high in the U.S. though.
Yeah,
I think maybe it's a U.S. thing, junior high. I don't know, but I think it's more a rare thing over here to have a school that only has a couple grades in it.
Someone wants to join the show?
Thinking back on junior high seems the same thing to me. You know, I didn't see anything happen constantly or the same person. But, you know, there was kids that we thought maybe were different too, and, you know, you had your own jokes about them or something like that, but never really did anything to the kids or anything like that. And then moving on to high school, same kind of thing. There's the tough kids or something, or there's things would happen to people once in a while, but I just don't really recall over and over and over and over again. I even did some goofy things to kids. And, you know, I remember sitting behind a kid in my English class, and there was ants all over the floor. I don't know where they ever came from, but I was putting them in this kid's hair. I was probably grade 10 or something like that. I kept putting them in his hair. He had a lot of ants in his hair.
Nice. You big bully.
I don't know how anybody found out or whatever, but he must have realized what I was doing or something, and teacher went snake on me, want to kick me out of high school.
You don't think anybody saw you doing that?
Well, yeah, people must have seen. I don't know how. I don't recall the outcome of how anybody knew, you know, anybody said anything or whatever, or how the teacher knew, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But I guess that's a form of bullying, but it's just a one-time thing, you know, and never.
Right. So you probably... trying to do that to impress the chicks?
Not necessarily. I don't know why. I just did it because I thought it was comical. I was amusing myself.
You thought you were funny?
Yeah, I thought I was funny. Putting ants in somebody's hair, that's funny. It's just a joke.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't mean any harm by it or anything.
No. What I wanted to mention was I have two kids in grade school. Sorry to go back down to grade school. That we just kind of went up to the next thing. But they have a program that's in place, and it's in place all over Essex County. I know I'm sure every school district has its own bullying policy.
Yes.
Which usually you can find on the school's website itself. And the program they have in Essex County here is called STOMP.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Stop Taunting Others, Make Peace.
Right.
That's the STOMP program. And they have people who come in and talk to the kids, and there's role playing. You know, they get kids to come up and they tell them to play a certain part, and just to show how wrong bullying really is. So it's good that the schools are doing a proactive thing to show kids that bullying is not right.
Yeah, and I'm also aware of that in high school as well, and we'll be talking to somebody shortly.
Oh, that's right.
Who is on an actual committee for bullying in local high school here.
That's sweet that they have that in high school, and they involve the kids.
Mm-hmm. And actually what they do as well, the committee goes around to the grade schools and they do plays for them about bullying.
Perfect.
And this happens to be an arts school.
What happens,
you know,
to
like
be an
a
school?
Performing arts type, creative arts school.
Where our interview is going to be coming from, you mean?
Right. And so they actually go around and they do plays for, you know, local grade schools to teach younger kids about bullying and, you know, what to look for and what to do in case, you know, it happens to you, or if you're doing it maybe and don't realize it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that could be too as well.
Sure.
you know, maybe you don't really know why you're teasing other people, or you know what I mean? And
that's right.
So,
or you don't even realize you're doing it.
It's just, yeah. It just maybe it comes natural. Maybe it's something at home that goes on that makes you that. Maybe your parents are like that, you know. Maybe things go on like that, and it trickles down on you. And
I think that's a big part of it.
Why don't we go to that conversation we had?
All right.
Okay, we're here talking with Nina today. And Nina is from what high school?
Walkerville Collegiate Institute.
And that's high school?
Yep.
So we understand you're on some kind of bullying committee at school?
Yes, and also Agora, which is student parliament.
Okay, and is it actually Agora that puts in place this bullying committee?
Partially we help with it, but the bullying committee is also independent.
So now, is bullying a really big concern in high school?
For most high schools, yes it is, because there's a lot of things going on. But for our school, not so much, because we have the WCCA program. So most students get to talk to each other, and there's no boundaries between the grades. So bullying doesn't really appear, as far as we know.
So at your school, there's a little more interaction than between students, more camaraderie.
Yeah.
And so do you actually talk to any bullied kids?
Yes, I have. I'm actually friends with some of them.
So what about the bullies themselves? Do you actually sit down with the bullies, and are you involved with how they get disciplined and stuff like that?
I talk to them. I'm not usually friends with people who do that to other kids at the school, but I do talk to them, and when they do bad things to other kids, then I try to stop them from doing that.
And how is the actual bullying controlled? Is there actual steps that are taken to manage their actions?
No, at our school, though, we do have a lot of presentations on bullying. For example, the WCCA drama class, the grade 10 drama class, did a show on bullying and how to stop it. Usually, telling a teacher is not the good method, but you have to have other people with you, and you have to stick up for the bully. That's how you stop them.
So does it get so far that the people who get involved with the bullying, does the teacher get involved, and does the principal get involved? Or what about the parents?
Sometimes, but usually at our school, we have kids who actually stick up for other students, so it doesn't really get that far. But there are some cases where people can get in a lot of trouble.
So what is it that helps these situations to become more minimal? I think you mentioned films or something?
A play.
Oh, a play, okay.
Well, you have to be aware of your audience, and you have to look around you. If there is something going on, like a bully loves to have an audience, and if you stop him from having one, then he will stop too.
Okay, Nina, you're mentioning all these interesting points. I'm just wondering, how did you learn all these things about bullying, being on this committee?
Grade school was a great time to learn these things, and when you get to high school and you go into the bullying committee, they show videos and steps on how to stop it, so you learn a lot while you're in this committee. And also, I was in the WCCA play on bullying, so I learned a lot about that from there.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, what can you do if you're getting bullied? What kind of thing is in place? Do they go to the committee, or what can someone who's being bullied do?
Talk to the committee. They can talk to friends. Usually, as far as experience, telling a teacher doesn't work, because the bully will walk away but then come back later. It's important to have people that you can trust so that you can stick up to the bully, because when the bully is embarrassed, then he won't come back. Like, if the bully doesn't have an audience, he'll stop bullying.
Okay, it kind of seems logical that a bully would do what he does to have some type of an audience watch him make somebody else feel inferior. Are there any other reasons why a bully might do what he does?
Well, I think that a bully does that to people because it makes them feel better about themselves. They point out all of the bad things in a certain person, and then it makes everything good inside, like the bully, feel better.
Right. So how many people are actually on the committee?
Do you guys actually have meetings and stuff?
We get together often. There's at least 20 to 30 people on the committee. Actually, we go to different grade schools and do presentations on bullying.
Great. So you actually teach grade school kids about bullying?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great that they have the older kids go in and teach the younger kids about bullying.
Yeah, it's a good way for them to learn from kids that are in high school, kind of look up to older kids. That's really good. Well, Nina, we really appreciate your time, and you're seem really well-versed in the whole situation about bullying and the committee that you're on, and we really appreciate your time.
Sure do.
And we really thank you for being a part of the Jabbercast.
Okay.
Bye, Nina.
Bye, Nina.
Bye. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful. Jabberful, jabberful, jabberful.
quote.
Yeah, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry.
And the Jabber Quote supplied by
Steve and Larry.
The famed.
The famed Steve and Larry. I don't got that much gumption in me this morning.
No?
No.
Rough night?
It was a rough night. It seemed like it was just the other
playing
minute.
In the big city.
Playing in the big city.
That's what happens.
Early in the morning. This week's Jabber Quote.
Be nice to the people on the way up because they're the same people you'll meet on the way down.
I love that.
Isn't that sweet?
That's sweet. That's a really good one. And what does that mean?
Well, if at some point you're on a downslide, you're going to want to have friends and people around you. And if you were nice to people, either on your way up or just in general,
right,
then when you need a helping hand or a friend or somebody to be there for you, they're going to be there for you on your way down rather than, you know, you treating them ill in some way. And now you need them and they're like, well, you know, you were a dick. So, you know, you're not going to get any sympathy from me.
It's like a burning bridges thing. So you get right. Your bridge on your way to the next thing, but if you treat people poorly, you're burning your bridges on your way up, or burning the rungs in your ladder.
Ooh, is that an actual part of a saying? Rungs in the ladder,
yes.
Or no?
Yeah, that was Blippo 2006. But that is going to tie into the next part of what we're going to talk about, as far as climbing up a corporate ladder, as it were.
Sure, could be corporate. Could be anything. It's
could be anything.
Bullying in the workplace and adults.
That's right.
In your adult life. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be the workplace, but as adults, bullying in the family, parents, husband and wife. You hear a lot of things about bullying and people being mistreated. And it's not always the woman that gets mistreated. Sometimes it's the husband, too.
Oh, there's
verbally abused or
husband
sometimes
abuses.
Manhandled by the woman.
Manhandled.
Yeah.
I love that one.
It certainly happens in the family, and I'm sure that has an effect on the kids, and that may be part of the reason that kids do bully.
I think so, for sure. A lot of children's
behavior.
They take
after the parents. And more so, I'm sure, in the workplace, they sometimes have different terms for it, like harassment and things like that, but it's a form of bullying, and it's bullying in the workplace. Racism.
Yeah.
Making or getting people to do things for you that they maybe wouldn't normally do, and maybe you're in a higher position or something like that, and you know you're making people do things that or take care of work for you. It's a form of bullying, or just maybe not liking somebody or pulling pranks, things like that. Bullying.
Sure.
You see that kind of stuff go on all the time, and depending on where you work, maybe you see it more often than others, and depending on the type of people that work there.
That's right. There's a lot of intimidation is another type.
Sure, intimidation. That's a great one, yeah.
And what can someone do in a workplace if they're being bullied, as it were?
Well, different committees and things like that.
Help,
for sure. Harassment, like, is probably the biggest thing. There's some type of a harassment committee. So I'm sure most workplaces have something in effect. And there's also legal issues as well. I mean, you could sue somebody for... a lot of forms of harassment.
The only problem with that, slander. Of course, a lot of times is it's his word against my word, and you have to really, if you're in that situation, you really have to document a lot of stuff, who you talk to about a certain incident and when you talk to them. And
sure, I think just sometimes maybe going to somebody else and maybe that person gets talked to or something, you know, maybe it doesn't go as so far as something... you know, legal action or anything like that, or having a person actually disciplined any further than saying or mentioning, you know, from somebody in some type of charge against this committee or whatever, may help. And then again, you got to think sometimes that if you do go to somebody and they say something to the person, would it maybe escalate? And they say, oh yeah, you're going to go to so-and-so on me. Hey, well, I'll be outside.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a hard call. I think it's probably best that somebody knows, whether it's a colleague, a friend, or somebody at work there that knows, or especially that you could get to see them see the other person do that thing. I think that would help in your favor, and that's probably the best thing that you could do.
Positively, the best thing you can do is go to a peer and let them know what's going on, because that way the bully may not find out what's going on, but at least you have some kind of corroboration with somebody, you know, that you can say
yeah,
they started at.
It's not time. So much like you say your word against somebody else's. It's, you know, other people are seeing it. So I think that would help.
And a lot of times if some people are getting bullied, sometimes they just bury themselves in the situation and they get they tend to isolate themselves within that situation. And sometimes if you reach out and get someone else's perspective on it, they can tell you something that you may not have thought of because you're just so intimidated or whatever. You just put yourself in such a state.
And the worst thing about it, too, is that it's not it becomes not only something that's in the workplace. They take that home with them. The bullied person, I mean, you know, the way that they feel and the emotion of being bullied, they take that home. So that may have some effect on their home life and with their kids. And maybe they, you know, aren't as outgoing and happy at home because of what's going on at work. So, you know, it reflects on the kids and reflects on family life. So
that's right.
Something, if you are somebody that is being bullied in any way, you need to talk to somebody. Start with a friend. Start with somebody right at work. The workplace where you're being bullied.
Yeah, that would be
for sure
our best.
And then if it keeps happening and maybe your friend says something to this person, if not, then you take it to the next level. But don't just sit on it.
Nope.
Don't be bullied.
And don't stew in it.
And this is we're heading in a few hours to New Year's Eve.
We're taping this on December 31st.
Sure.
This is the last show of the year, Jeff.
Yeah, the last show of the year. And happy holidays and happy new year to everybody.
Happy new year to everybody for sure.
And what can they do to get in contact with us, Lippo?
The best way to get a hold of us, I'm going to advocate
it's
this.
Cool.
It's you just go to the website, go to the contact page. There's the My Chingo thing there. You just click the leave a message button, start talking into your computer's microphone, wherever that might be, and leave us a message and we get it. That way you can get your input. When you want to give your input, whenever you're thinking about it, when you get home after listening to the show, if you're listening to the show on your computer, just go to thejabbercast.com, go to the contact page and get a hold of us that way. Do you want to give the email address just for...
Hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
JD looks at all our mail, and it looks like you're looking for somebody right now.
That's the end of this week's Jabbercast. We'll see you next week for...
It's the Pet Show. Pets we've had, pets we'd like, and your pets.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo, all rights reserved, listener feedback encouraged, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately.
Did we say goodbye at the end of the show?
Oh, see you next week.